Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I, and this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile, and welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular.
Christmas is big and it's huge in our family, but we also celebrate Hanukkah. We light the menorah and say the prayers during Hanukkah. So I wanted Hanukkah to be more about a time of giving rather than getting.
Amazon Children's best-selling author Dawn Nguyen has a new book out this Christmas season. It's called The Miracle Mitzvah Moose. And while the story focuses on Hanukkah, the message is for everyone. The Miracle Mitzvah Moose is Dawn's third published book. And Dawn, who's also an award-winning teacher and a mom, has designed a stuffed moose toy to go with her book and come up with some related activities for kids on her website. Dawn, how did reading and storytelling first become magical for you?
Oh, my goodness. I have always been an avid reader. I started out, in elementary school reading, like, Nancy Drew mystery books. So I always had a love for reading. I went on to college. I majored in theater, and so I did a lot of reading. And I think for me, that clicked in for me. I studied history of theater. There's a lot of fantasy and mythology and learning about Greek gods and goddesses. And I think at that point, I really probably kicked into the fantasy of writing and creating characters and stories with interesting characters. So I've always had that love, but I think in college I was introduced to so much literature that it really expanded my horizon for different styles and genres.
Three books and a number of awards later, here we are. How did you first come up with the concept for The Miracle Mitzvah Moose, your most recent book?
It was inspired by something that we do in our family. We have a blended family. My husband is Jewish. I come from a Catholic background. And when we first had my daughter, we had this discussion of, how are we going to raise her? And he had his roots in the Jewish culture, but wasn't necessarily religious per se. And I myself, had some cultural aspects of Christian background. And we knew we wanted her to have a spiritual background, but not necessarily, delved into religious beliefs. And so we sent our daughter to a Jewish preschool, and I learned a lot about the Jewish customs. And one of the things that they did in this preschool were mitzvahs, which are good deeds. And every day we would write a mitzvah note to our daughter. And so she would go into school and have some sort of note about what she did that was positive or something that we liked. And I just loved that concept. And Christmas time, when it would come around, Christmas is big and it's huge in our family, but we also celebrate Hanukkah. We light the menorah and say the prayers during Hanukkah. So I wanted Hanukkah to be more about a time of giving rather than getting. So I started something called the 8 days of mitzvah in our family, and it's all about doing good deeds. And so each day of Hanukkah, we do a good deed. We might bake for someone. We will donate toys. We will help out a neighbor with maybe, mowing a lawn or doing some chores for them. And then on the final night of Hanukkah, my daughter will get a gift. And we found in our family that was just so rewarding, being able to give back and do something good for other people. And so the idea kind of was inspired by that, what we do in our family. And I was brainstorming of, a story, and this idea came to me of, oh gosh, what if we had a moose and the moose's antlers lit up like a menorah for each night? And so it was first, inspired by something that we do in our family, and I thought it was kind of a neat concept to share with other people.
And it really is. What a beautiful book, too. I'm loving the illustrations. I love the story. Tell me, please, about what's going on with your heroine, Abby, at the start of The Miracle Mitzvah Moose.
So Abby has just moved away. She was originally in California, and she's moved to Alaska. And she's feeling lonely, out of sorts. She doesn't have any friends. It's cold. It's dark in this place. And it's the first night of Hanukkah in their new house, and she's just feeling really sad. And her mother decides, let's embrace this. Let's think about the positive, and let's celebrate this tradition. So they find their box of Hanukkah stuff and pull it out, and the menorah comes out, and it falls on the ground, and it breaks. And so Abby is just devastated. She runs to her room, and she's just had enough of this place. And as she's looking out her window, she sees this big, magical creature, and she doesn't know what it is at first. Her mother comes in, and mother explains to her that it's a moose, and she's just mesmerized by this creature. And then all of a sudden, they look out, and one of the antlers is twinkling. The moon reflects on the antlers, and it's twinkling. And Abby and her mom look at each other, and they say, oh my gosh, what is that? That looks like a menorah, and tonight's the first night of Hanukkah. What is going on? And so that's how the story begins, with that little magical moment that transforms Abby, and she starts to look at things differently.
I really love that without being overly religious, this is a very spiritual book and really kind of captures the magic of Christmas or Hanukkah.
It is. And, you know, so many people of all faiths really connect with this. I find people, you know, outside the Jewish faith really love this idea and connect with it because it is. It's a spiritual book. It's not a religious book, but it's just more of a spiritual book and believing in magic and the idea of hope and giving on to others.
I was thinking, as you mentioned, your mitzvahs, your 8 days of mitzvahs, just how easy that would be to adapt to a sort of Advent calendar type idea for people raising their children in the Christian faith.
Exactly. It is. And even did like little mitzvah cards that parents can download on my website, which are awesome. And they can print them out and it gives them ideas. So pick them randomly and it'll give them an idea of what they can do, or they can sort through and say, okay, today this is what we want to do. We want to do something to help the earth, or we want to do something to help our brother. And so parents can incorporate across the board.
Let's give that website and where they can find these mitzvah cards.
Sure. My website is dawnwynne.com. That's dawnwynne.com. And there's a little kids corner resource page on there, and there's a bunch of different activities that pertain to this book and my other books as well.
Which one has your daughter enjoyed the very most of your Moosey-related activities?
Oh, I think she takes after me. She loves to bake. So she will create her own recipes, and that's one of her favorite activities during the holidays is we love baking. So she's in the kitchen helping me bake, and I think even more than that, she loves taking it to the neighbors. So she will always say, Mommy, you know, don't deliver the cookies or the goods until I get home from school because I want to go with you. She has fun delivering to our neighbors and seeing their reaction.
That is so neat. We'll kind of tempt our listeners here by saying that you have chocolate gingerbread moosey cookie recipes here. It's great.
Yes.
What was your journey like as an artist? I understand that you crowdfunded the publication of the Miracle Mitzvah Moose and the toy that goes with.
I did. I knew I had self-published 2 other books, and so I knew the process that went into that. But with this book, I really wanted to have Moosey. He's such an integral part of the book, and I wanted to have the Moosey character to go with the book. So I enlisted the help of crowdfunding, which was a lot of fun and interesting along the way. I was able to post pictures as I got samples of little Moosey to post up for people and send that out. So that was an integral part in helping fund and get the moose produced that we could attach to the book as well.
What was that like for you creating the moose? Are you the designer of that as well?
Yes. So that was an interesting process. I had sketches from the illustrator, and I had her even draw some other, you know, side sketches and front sketches, because they need to see the whole aspect of the moose. They want to see the front, the side, and the back. And so I started reaching out to toy companies in China and submitting my drawings and seeing who could do that. And I narrowed down, because it's a really kind of interesting story. I narrowed it down to 2 companies that seemed like they would be a good fit to make the moose. And so I thought, well, I'm going to have samples made from both companies. And so a couple weeks into the process, one of the companies reaches out to me and they said, you know, are you having another company make your moose sample? And I said, well, yes, I am. I wanted couple different samples to see which one I like best, and said, well, just to let you know, this other company reached out to us with the same drawings and specs that you gave us, and they were subcontracting out to this company. And it was so ironic that of all the manufacturers in China, I choose these 2 that, you know, one subcontracted from the other. And I thought, okay, well, I guess this original company is the company I'm supposed to go with.
You were guided on that one.
Yeah.
yeah. I'm like, well, that made my decision for me. So, yeah, they would make a sample of the mousse, and then they would take a picture and send it to me. And I would make corrections, like, you know, oh, I want the nose to be a different texture. Can we make the ears a little smaller? I want the antlers a little bigger. And so we did several rounds of that, of taking pictures, commenting on them, and they would do the adjustments. And when I got something that I thought resembled moosey, they sent me the sample that I could see in person. And then from there, we were able to prove it and make moosey.
And people can buy Moosey and your book on the website, again, dawnwynne.com, spelling that last name, W-Y-N-N-E. At what point in time, teaching your daughter about mitzvahs and the real meaning of Christmas and Hanukkah, did you feel most proud of her?
I think when she came to me and she said, Mommy, you know, I really don't need anything. I really don't want anything. And it was like a light bulb moment when she was making out, you know, her wish list, and she really didn't have anything to put on there. I thought, wow, she was so excited about giving, and she felt that fulfillment more so through giving than getting anything. And I think, you know, that's when it really clicked in for me, when she was making. I think this actually wasn't even during the holidays. It was right after her birthday's in September, and right before that, her birthday's in September, and she said, you know, I don't need any gifts. And for her last birthday, she actually, instead of gifts, she asked people to give donations for pandas. She was into pandas, and she asked kids to bring money. She had a little donation box to donate to pandas. So I think at that moment, I was like so proud, because I think everything kind of came together, and she realized the importance of that.
What a neat kid. She is growing up to be an amazing young woman.
She is. She really is.
Not that we're biased or anything here.
Yeah, right. No prejudice here.
I understand that you're available to give assemblies. How soon, if people want you to do a presentation of any kind on the Miracle Mitzvah Mousse or your other two books, do they need to contact you?
You know, the sooner the better. At the beginning of the school year is when schools tend to start booking or organizations. So the more notice you have, the better. But I have a flexible schedule, so it's always best if you contact me, and if you have a couple dates in mind or a certain time period, let me know, and we can usually, you know, accommodate that schedule.
It strikes me that your Remember When would be a great Christmas and or Hanukkah book as well for families coming together for Christmas time.
Yes, it is. The Remember When is a fun, my first book, I Remember When, is a fun look back in time when we had record players and we washed clothes by hand and hung them out to dry. And that's always also a popular assembly, too, because I bring in a record player, I bring in a washboard for the kids to try, and a rotary phone and a typewriter. So that makes for fun assemblies as well.
Which do you find has them the most surprised, the way it actually works?
The most surprising is the rotary phone. And I did not understand this at first, because our generation of children don't understand that you have to put your finger in the phone, you have to turn it, and you have to take your finger out and let the dial spin back. And it's so fun to watch kids with a rotary phone, because they stick their finger in, and then they don't know what to do, and then they just kind of turn it back around again. And so I have to explain to them, don't be one digit at a time, and let your finger out and let it turn back, and then do the next one. And it's just fascinating to watch them, of this, you know, foreign object, like, what is this? What do I do?
That is just fun. What are you most looking forward to for this Christmas and Hanukkah season?
I get caught up in just the nostalgic of it all. Of, I think it's a great time to bring family together, to bring friends together. And in our family, we do an annual snow party, and it's a time for us to get together and reacquaint with friends that we haven't seen in a while. And I think that's what I look forward to most during the holidays, is just that sense of family, that sense of community, that everyone comes together, and it's just a time to celebrate, and it seems like everyone is happy, and we make time. I don't know, for some reason, it just seems like the holidays, it's a time to regroup and come together, and we realize, okay, we're going to come together for family, we're going to come together for friends, and we just make time for that. And that's what I look forward to most.
If you were to give one Christmas or Hanukkah message to your daughter Giovanna or to any of your students, what would you want that to be?
Oh, gosh. You know, we were kind of talking about this today. My daughter was just talking about she's into the whole concept of, you know, exploring religion and what is God, and you know, what are we as humans. And she said, well, you know, what's the most important quality that God teaches us? And I said, you know, I think the most important quality is that he's trying to teach everyone is love. And that would be my message, is just to remember the love that we know, that we have within ourselves, to love ourselves, and also the love that we give to other people. And I think, you know, that's probably just a common theme. We should be talking about different types of religions and how many different religions are there. And I said, you know, there's lots of religions, but I think the common theme of all religions is really about love. You know, learning to find love within ourselves and to love other people and to spread that. So I would probably say that's the most important message.
Dawn, thank you for your time today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
You and I have been listening to award-winning children's author, speaker, and teacher, Dawn Wynn. You'll find more information about Dawn's latest book, The Miracle Mitzvah Moose, and her two previous books, I Remember When and Earth Remembers When, on her website, dawnwynn.com. That's Dawn Wynn, spelling her last name W-Y-N-N-E, dawnwynn.com. And if you have young kids at home right now, and you're hearing, what can I do now? Take a look at the Kids Corner on Dawn's website, where she's posted some fun creative projects. Dawn, who has more than 15 years' experience as an education professional, has been honored as Teacher of the Year and is available for author visits at schools and organizations. You'll find more information on her website. Once again, that's Dawn Wynn, W-Y-N-N-E, dawnwynn.com. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be filled with light, joy, and kindness.